government has hinted of plans to introduce a campaign called Planting for Food and Jobs Campaign. The program is scheduled to take off in March 2017, and the next farming season will create over 750,000 jobs for the youth. To ensure the effectiveness of the program, government has challenged stakeholders in the agriculture sector to bring their expertise to bear regarding the use of ICT to accelerate the growth of agriculture in order to cope with the demands of the rapidly rising population. Joining us on the line to discuss the use of ICT in agriculture is an ICT lecturer at the School of Technology, Kimpa, Dr. Isaac Yafe. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, sir.
Please, now, how can ICT be used effectively to improve agriculture in a country like ours, having in mind government's plans for the campaign for planting for food and jobs?
Yes, thank you very much, and good afternoon to your wonderful listeners. Introducing ICT into agriculture, it's something that the UN has proposed this up way back in 2005. It's just unfortunate that a country like Ghana, we are not putting a lot of effort into it. But specifically, let me put it under thematic area. For instance, we can be looking at issues in regarding regulation and policy, agric extension and advisory. We can also be talking about things regarding promoting environmental sustainability in terms of farming. We can talk about disaster management and all those stuff. But let's bring it home to a country like Ghana. And then let me give a very simple area where we can deploy ICT technology to help farmers do better. Remember the issue of the Fulani farmers that happened some time ago? Now, supposing we had our cattle be tagged with RFID tags, and these tags are put in range, and we can actually tell that this cattle belongs to this farmer, then it becomes a very simple issue. We won't have the problem of where farmers complaining that this guy's cattle came to my farm and all those things. More particularly, we can even tell when the cattle are moving out of range to places where they are not supposed to go. So there are a whole lot of things that can be done when we talk about ICT in farming.
Well, that is all good, but we are going to do all these against the background that most of our farmers are unfortunately illiterate. Wouldn't it be difficult for them to grasp what we will do if we are to introduce ICT fully into agriculture?
Exactly. That is a fact. That is a fact that we cannot do away with. But the trouble is, I believe that the government should put in more funding into research. You see, when we go into research, solutions will be proposed to how to deal with these farmers. For instance, the fact that the farmers cannot read and write, or I'm talking about the farmers in the rural areas. We have some farmers who are well-educated. Some of our faculty members are actually involved in ICT. One of our guys is even doing smart farming on poultry. But come back to what you were talking about. When you go to the rural where the farmers cannot read and write, we should definitely have ways of communicating to them. They do communicate. The only thing is that we should research to find out how we can communicate to them easily. Let me give a very good example. Suppose we use video, right? If we can communicate to them in simple video in local languages that will tell them exactly what we want from them, then we can get a message to them. So it's not something that cannot be done. It's an issue of commitment. If the government is really, really interested in doing this, and I believe that the government should push more money into research into how ICT can be customized for the situation of Ghana.
Thank you very much, Doc. We appreciate you. You heard Dr. Isaac Yafe, lecturer in ICT at the School of Technology.